Deep lift in situ stabilization increased production rates exponentially.
It was very, very quick. We were starting to knock over 1 kilometre of pavement rehab per week using deep in situ stabilization processes. We knocked over a very poor section known as Billingara Strait, which is just north of the Numerella trial. It was a 4 kilometre straight with approaches. We knocked over 9 kilometres in less than 3 months. And had we used quarry-based products to run a granular overlay, it would take us 4 to 5 weeks to do 1 kilometre versus a week 1 kilometre.
We're doing more square metres a day. Our production is up. In the old days, I think if we'd done 1,000 square metres, like the company would take us out for tea. Now they're expecting 5,000-6,000 a day, and that's a normal day's work.
Tom Wilmot explains how the CMI 500 stabilisation process works.
You have your spreader spreading the material, and you have your water cart injecting water into the mixer, and the mixer doing the mixing operation. And you may be injecting bitumen at the same time if you're doing bitumen stabilisation. And then you're doing compaction, and compaction to those depths is a great challenge. And there's been a big development in the style of rollers and the size of rollers available to get compaction to that depth. And then you have the problem of finishing to very tight tolerances. The RTA are particularly now requesting tighter and tighter tolerances on the ride quality. And this puts a great test on the grader driver.
However, recycling a pavement to a depth of 350 millimetres can have a negative effect on the machine.
They're very high maintenance machines. They're what you might term self-destructive. You have these small picks rapidly impacting the ground. There's a lot of damage both at the rotor and through the whole drivetrain.
Have you had a particularly difficult job where you've ruined most of your teeth?
Oh yes, we've had some projects where we've ruined more than the teeth. We've ruined the whole mixing box and maybe meant parking the machine for a couple of days for a total repair. We had one in Indonesia only last week where we destroyed the entire mixing box in one day almost. In terms of New South Wales work, it usually comes from striking heavy stone, but the greatest problem is floating rocks, and a large rock going through the mixing box can cause a lot of trouble.
Following the release of the CMI RS500, a German manufacturer introduced a new and even more powerful machine, the Wirtgen 2500K.
The 2500K machine is a plant item for mixing, which has a chamber where the binder is actually on board the machine itself, and the binder and the gravel are mixed inside a chamber. So we now have gone away from having a separate spreading machine, where the spreading is actually done by the one mixing machine altogether.